This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That snowstorm that walloped the West and the Midwest has been battering the Northeast, parts of which could have 2 feet of snow on the ground by the time the storm's over. Boston's canceling classes today, and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is urging drivers to use caution if they have to drive this morning. President Trump is in London for meetings with NATO members, saying just moments ago,
"I believe we're going to have a tremendous couple of days, but very big, very important."
Reporters shouted questions to him about impeachment.
"I think it's a bad thing for our country. Impeachment wasn't supposed to be used that way."
Before leaving Washington, the president accused Democrats of trying to embarrass him by scheduling the impeachment hearing this week while he's abroad with NATO leaders.
"They're getting killed in their own district. I think it's going to be a tremendous boon for the Republicans. Republicans have never, ever been so committed as they are right now and so united."
Jackie Quinn reports from Washington on what's next in the impeachment investigation.
The impeachment process is pushing forward this week with one committee voting on its findings today and another exploring the constitutional guidelines. The House Intelligence Committee set to vote on its report after weeks of witness testimony that focuses on whether President Trump abused his power, pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals, and whether he obstructed Congress in its investigation. Republican lawmakers have their own report, saying the president was right to be hesitant about giving money to Ukraine, given that country's history of corruption. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill into law that gives the government there the right to register journalists, bloggers, and social media users as foreign agents. This has been criticized by many in Russia for restricting freedom of expression. This is AP News. An actress's claim of racism behind the scenes of a popular TV show is now getting a closer look.
After word got out that Gabrielle Union had been fired from America's Got Talent, the actress has been complaining that she was treated unfairly. She says there were racist jokes and comments made when cameras were not rolling. And Union says she was fired because she raised objections to NBC and to the production firm that did the show. Now the network and the union that represents on-air talent say they will investigate the complaints. The union statement says such investigations and their results are usually kept private unless the member who made the complaint wants them to be released. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The founder of Huawei says it's moving its U.S. research center to Canada due to American restrictions on its activities. Ren Zhengfei said the restrictions will keep Huawei from interacting with American employees. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.